This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. These are really tricky days. Tricky days for just about everybody, right? But we are talking here specifically about education. K through 12, of course, trying to figure out how or whether to bring the kids back in the face of the virus and some political pressure. And colleges and universities, too, dealing with 18 to 22-year-olds and dorms and classes and professors and politics there as well. Also, sports. The Big Ten, which is somehow made up of 14 major universities, is only going to play in-conference football games this fall, if the fall season happens at all. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at the economics of college sports.
There's this college sports phenomenon economists study. It's called the Flutie effect. It goes back to an iconic 1984 game, Boston College versus University of Miami.
Three wide receivers out to the right.
With just seconds on the clock, quarterback Doug Flutie throws a Hail Mary, 48 yards.
Caught by Boston College! I don't believe it! Oh, it's a touchdown!
That won Boston the game, and perhaps some students. The college reported applications went up 16% the following year. Stefan Schmeinsky teaches sports management at the University of Michigan.
Universities view their athletic departments as the front door to the university.
Sports are a PR powerhouse, and they make money. Recent data shows that in 1 year, Ohio State sports brought in $209 million. More than half of that came from football. So there's a lot of money that could be lost this year. Andrew Zimbalist is a former sports consultant and an econ professor at Smith College.
This is a massive amount of money for athletic programs to be sacrificing. And obviously, they don't want to do that unless it's absolutely necessary.
TV contracts, corporate sponsorships, and ticket sales are at stake. To compensate, schools have started cutting back coaching salaries. And because football makes so much money, schools are looking at how to reduce spending in other sports, says Molly Ott at Arizona State's Global Sport Institute.
It's almost impossible to overstate how important it is in terms of supporting hundreds of other athletes' ability to participate.
And she says financial losses this year could affect scholarships and money for student athletes in the future. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.